Okay. Erev Tov, good evening. We mentioned actually last week that some of the sugyas in Erev Hanukkah are rather complex in nature. So I've been asked to devote some time to a discussion of the Gemara that describes Achsenoi, someone who's a guest, someone who is lodging, boarding elsewhere, a wayfarer, and even though in the corona period it's less likely, but in some respects it's becoming actually more likely. People are traveling a bit more and seemingly are also being invited elsewhere. So we'll try to navigate the shoals of a very complicated sugya. First, we'll begin with the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara presents on page number 4 of the Maamar Komos that I sent out, the Gemara Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara mentions Omer Rav Sheshes, the upper part of the page, Achsenoi Chaya B'nei Chanukah. Rashi comments that Achsenoi is an oreach, a guest. He's obligated to light Neres of Chanukah. The Gemara continues, Omer Rav Zera, Meiresh, in the beginning, Ki Havina Bei Rav, when he was a Talmud in the yeshiva of Rav, Mishtatatva Bipriti Bahadi Ushpiza. So what he did was he was Mishtati Bipruta. He contributed a certain amount of money. A pruta actually is not a large sum of money, neither in shkolim, nor in dollars, nor in sterling, nor I imagine perhaps in rand a bit more. But whatever the case is, it's not a lot of money. So he was contributing some money in order to include himself in that household. Basa the Nisivi Itza, once he got married, means till then he was a bachur, and he was in yeshiva learning Torah. Once he got married, Amina Hashta Badi Lo Tzvichna, even though apparently he was still away from his home, even though he was now married. This is the subject of a Mishnah in Ksubis and a separate discussion. There's no longer any need for my being mishtati bepruta. Because clearly in his home, they're lighting on his behalf, and therefore he can be yotzei with their lighting. So the initial question that we have to raise, which is also discussed in Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph. So this also you will see in front of you in the Maamar Komos, Tafresh Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, page number 5. The Mechaber quotes the halacha, Achsenoi She'em Madlikah Lo Beveso, exactly as the Gemara indicates. A guest that they're not going to light on his behalf in his home. Tzorach Losis Pruta LeBalabayis L'Shtati Vima B'Shemesh Shal Chanukah. So he's going to have to contribute in order to be part of this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah right away in Sifkot Aleph notes, what are we talking about? Huadin habachurim shalomdim shalom beveisam. As the Gemara indicated, a bachur, a yeshiva bachur, who's learning in a yeshiva, he's outside of his home. Tzrichim lehishtatev al kol panim. He has to make a contribution to the Neres Chanukah. And the Mishnah Berurah then has a number of qualifications, whether he's considered to be part of the B'nei Abayis or not part of the B'nei Abayis. Perhaps Mishnah Berurah is talking about a situation which existed in Europe, namely that yeshiva bachim would have meals at the homes of different balabatim, because the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, v'davka v'bachu sh'ochel b'fnei atzmo. A young yeshiva bachur who's eating by himself, avlim samach ha'shulchan balabayis u'b'chal b'nei beiso. He's part of the entourage of the household. He's almost a member of the household. Who adin masharsa, people who actually are attendants, who serve in the home, kevin shem smuchim al-shulchan u'b'kviyas, midina, and tzarek la'adlik. They're part of the b'nei abayis, part of the mishpacha, and therefore automatically we assume they're included in the ner chanukah that's lit by the balabayis. Elam ked rotsa lios man mahadrin. Mishnah Berurah is talking, obviously, at the basic level, Mikra Adin, that the obligation is to light one candle for each home. That's the Ika Hadin. Ne'er Chanukah being a Chovas Bayis. Then we mentioned the second level, which is Mahadrin, that we have Ne'er Kol Echad V'Echad. And then, of course, we have Mosif V'Hochim, according to Beis Hillel, depending on the number of members of the household, the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain in the second Sif, Sifkot Beis, that when is an Achsanoi obligated to be Mishtadim B'Pruta? So the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain only Shem Adika Malabah Beiso. As the Gemara said, Kimi Dina, Mikra Adin, this is the Mishnah Berurah, Sheishto Madlakes Ner Chanukah Beiso Yotze Chavasu Madlakosa, that he can be Yotze with his wife's lighting Neres Chanukah. Avshu B'mokam Rochi B'Beiso, even though he's far away. Vein Tzorach Shuv L'Ishtadim Afilu B'Priti. And the Taz goes on, the name of the Marshal, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and tells you a bit of a chiddush. The dafka kshuyodeh beberu sheishto madlakas alav. That's only if I know that my wife is going to light on my behalf. Avlemeni yodeh, but let's say I'm not aware what she's going to do. Somehow I'm not in contact with her. So therefore, yesho lahadik, the gam levarich. Then one should light neros chanukah and also make a bracha. Umitam zeh mishalo yodah sheidliko alav ubaba also laila lebeisa umatsa sheidliko alav tzarek lahadik. This is a massive chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Someone who's not aware that in his home they lit Neros Chanukah and they had him in mind, but he was not aware of that. So the obligation now devolves upon him when he comes home later on to light. The Kevin Shul Yoda Mitchila, he was not aware of the fact that they lit in his behalf. He didn't have in mind that his wife should be Motzi him. Clearly here there is a suffix, and the Magen Avraham therefore is machriya in this suffix, once you light without a bracha. So the Mechaber quotes this din in the Gemara, achsenoi she'en lo bayis, or she'en madlikin alo beveso, chayil v'shtatim balabayis bepruta. So the question that has to be posed over here is a very fundamental one, almost mimanoshach. If we assume the Achsanoi is ke'echad m'nei beso shel balabayis, if he's considered to be part of the balabayis' home, part of his household, a member of his family, as it were, so why can he not be yotze with the hadlaka of the balabayis? Why b'chalal is there a need to be mishtati v'pruta? And if we assume, on the other hand, that he's not considered to be ke'echad m'nei abayis, he's not a member of the household, so why bichlal is he chayv in hadlaka? We're talking about a person, achsenoi, basically shein lo bayis. He doesn't have his own home. The question is, what's the nature of this comment in the Gemara, quoted by Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if they're not going to light beveso, or an individual who has no home, he's mechuyav to be mishtadim b'pruta where he's at. So Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal thought that there's a very significant maskana that's to be derived from this question. That Ein Chanami, the Gemara says that the primary chiyuv of Ner Chanukah is a chavas bayis. A person has to light Ner Chanukah in his home. There should be a Ner Chanukah dolok b'chol bayis u'bayis. Each home should have a Ner Chanukah. But kanireh, there's an additional chiyuv that exists as well. That additional chiyuv is a chavas gabra. There's an obligation upon each individual that each person is obligated to ma'isa hadloka. The fact that kol b'nei abayis, I don't say, with the hadloka of the balabayis, that's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, ne'er yishu beiso, that each home is obligated to light a ner chanukah. We're talking about the basic level now. However, that ma'isa hadloka, which is chal b'shul kol b'nei abayis, obviously includes everyone who's part of the household. But an achsenoi is someone essentially who is, I guess, perhaps one could say in Yiddish, nishtahin nishtaher. He's neither here nor there. That is to say, he really has no bias. He's part of a larger household. He's a lodger, he's a boarder, but really doesn't have a home. So perhaps his obligation is only because of a chavas gabra, a personal obligation that he has, not because of neri shubeso. He's not in a home. He's not in his own home. There's no chavas bayis, but there's some sort of a chavas gabra. And therefore, perhaps the hadlaka of the Baal HaBayis will not help this achsenoi from the standpoint of the din of Neri Shubeso, since he has no bias, he's not connected to a bias, he's only boarding, lodging over there, perhaps that would not help him. And because of that, there's an obligation to be mishtadei bepruta with the Baal HaBayis, because the Baal HaBayis has a chiyuv, a chavis hadlaka bebeso, he's obligated to light in his home, because that home is his, Neri Shubeso. And now by virtue of the fact that this achsenoi will be mishtadei bepruta, he's considered to be a shliach, as it were, for the maisa adloka. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that since we pass in the halacha that, and this is a davar yadua, it's also, we have it here in front of you in the Maamar Kamos, and this is a very famous discussion. All of us are aware of the minog to light neros of Beis HaKnesses between Mincha and Maariv. That's the practice of Klal Yisrael, that we light candles and we light them in shul. What exactly the basis of this halacha is a subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdolei HaRishonim, Gdolei HaAchronim, whether it's connected to the Beis HaMikdash. That seems to be the simple pshat. And others contend that it's founded upon a Yerushalmi. There's a very well-known Yerushalmi, which also is the source of saying Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses on Leil Pesach, after Maariv. Many people had that practice. So Machlok is the Mechaber Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Sephardic practice. But however, even though the Ramah says that's not the Minhag of Ashkenazim, the Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Minhag Agroh, is to say Hallel on after Maariv, Beleil Pesach. I'm not sure what the Minhag is in Chutz Aretz. I know that Talmidim Rav Soloveitchik, such as myself, when we were Rabbanim Chutz Aretz, we instituted that Minhag as well, of saying Hallel, perhaps, I don't know, Rabbi Shor Shlita, whether in Johannesburg, that's not the Minhag, which seems to be probably in accordance with the Ramah, you follow the Ramah, Kemoshe Katuv, Kemoshe Tzarich, the way it should be, that's the Ashkenazic practice, but those who follow Minhag Yagroh in Chutz Aretz, such as Talmid Rav Soloveitchik, they instituted that Minhag of saying Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses on Leil Pesach, and that's based on Yerushalmi. And that same Yerushalmi, which indicates that what's the idea of saying Hallel at nighttime? We know that the din of Hallel is Halacha Dafka during the day. It's a Mishnah Megillah and Dafchof. Hallel is one of those mitzvahs that takes place Dafka by Yom. And yet here we're saying Hallel at nighttime. Of course, the answer is a separate Halacha or Pesumin Issa Barabin. A separate din, that's the Yerushalmi, has a Chiddush. There's a din of being Mefarsim, the Nesiv of Pesach, Birabim, we know that certainly in the course of the Seder, that's what we do, the entire Seder, we're involved in Pesumei Nisa. So this is also an aspect of Pesumei Nisa, and it's based on this Yerushalmi. And that's the reason why we say Hallel, Melel HaSeder, the Mechaber passes like that, and the many who follow Menhag Yagroh also do that as well. So now, the question is lighting in Shul. So the Mechaber writes on page number 3, you'll see it in Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, Mechaber says, "Madlikin u'mevorchim Beis HaKnesses mishum pirsum inisa." The Mechaber provides the same rationale, the same reasoning, namely, why do we light and make a bracha in shul because of pirsum inisa? What are we talking about? It's not my home. It's not Ner Chanukah Ishu Beso. So the Biagro says the marker for this is the same Yerushalmi that says we recite Hallel in shul on Leil HaSeder after Maariv, which is the practice of the Mechaber and those who follow Menhag Yagroh, that's the marker for lighting in the Beis HaKnesses Mishum Pirsum Inisa between Mincha and Maariv. This same Yerushalmi is the source of it. So the question is, can I be Yotze? I, an individual, can I be Yotze with that Hadlaka of Neres that takes place in the Shul? And the answer would seem to be certainly not, because it's not my house. Even though the Gemara has a comment in Brachis, in the last parak, the Gemara says, Beis Knesses Zu Beso. Now, Soloveitchik Zatzal said an entire shir. He contrasted the Beis HaMikdash with the Beis HaKnesses. I believe I mentioned it in a number of the other shirim, that the Beis HaKnesses continues to be my home relative to Beis HaMikdash, which is the home of Hashem Yisbarach. That's why in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, El Malchei Beis David Bilvad. There's no Yeshiva Ba'azara, except for Malchei Beis David. We don't sit in the Beis HaMikdash. The proper pashtu vishtachavor, migdosh yitiro, is the din of mora migdosh. But in the Beis HaKnesses, there, On the contrary, Shehad Yeshiva Shom Yiske HaMitzvah, it says the Rambam. That's the mitzvah, Shenemar Ashri Yoshev Yisecha. So it's my house, but it's not my house in a physical, literal sense. It's my house conceptually. Unquestionably, a person should feel at home connecting to Hashem Yisbarach through a Mokom Tefillah. As the Gemara says, Bayishim Agadlam Batera, Bayishim Agadlam Batila, Gemara Megillah, Gemara Nerechin, where the Gemara speaks of Beis HaKnesses is also being a bayis. But it's not Beis HaShalom, it's not physically my home, legally my home. So that's the distinction. So the Pashtus and the Beis HaKnesses, I would not be Yotze with the, and the Ramah writes that, right in page number 3, right after the Mechaber mentioned this dinner, Pesum and Issa, which the Gaon says is based on Yerushalmi. So the Ramah says, Ve'en not Yotze b'ner Shabbos HaKnesses, v'tzorech lachzor l'hadig b'beiso. That's a rivosh in the Tshuva. And the Ramah mentions, V'nog in l'hadig b'beis HaKnesses, Ben Min Cholamarib. So the Mishnah Berurah points out over there, take a look directly below on page number 3, Ayin Mem Dalin, U'mavik l'mavorchim, after b'beis HaKnesses u'rak min hoga. Mishnah Berurah is bothered by another kasha. How do we make a bracha? It's only a minog. Whether it's based on the Beis HaMikdash, or whether it's based on the Yerushalmi, we know that the issue of making a bracha on a minog, Mishnah Berurah mentions halal rosh chodesh. Of course, that's only the position of the Ramah, the Mechaber, the Shitas HaRambam, and there are many who follow actually. Don't make a bracha on halal rosh chodesh. I had Rabbeim who are very medaktik that they asked the Shiach Tzibur and rosh chodesh to be made to them in the bracha that they made on halal, because their practice was like the Rambam, not to make a bracha on halal rosh chodesh. Tosfos in Sukkah discusses this question. We have other examples where something is based on minog, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, and other number of other examples. You make a bracha, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah refers to here. However, he writes that certainly one is not yotze regarding that halakas neres and shul. Take a look at Memhei Sivkot Memhei in the Mishnah Berurah. Mitzvah lachzor lahadlik v'afilu Shiach Tzibur. Maybe one would have thought that the Shiach Tzibur who makes all the brachas in shul, so therefore certainly he should be yotze. Tzorech lachzor lahadlik b'beiso. He still has an obligation to light Neros Chanukah in his own home. The yeshchiyav al kolecha lahadlik b'beiso. And then the Mishnah Berurah, however, has one qualification. Mikomakom lo yachzor lo b'beiso bricha shechiyonu. That the Shiach Tzibur already made a shechiyonu in shul, that he doesn't have to do again. Unless he's going to be lighting in order to be motzi his wife in b'nei beiso. So we have a clear halacha. There's a minog to light neres and beis haknesses, whether it's based on the beis hamikdash, whether it's based on the Yerushalmi and presuming nisa b'tzibur. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Ramah, that one's not yotze with that halachas neres. There is a position, however. Take a look in the Shar HaTzion of the Mishnah Berurah. Quoted from the Goyin Rabbi Frankel Tumim, the Paskin says, Mishnah Berurah Mistapek, the Efsher and Morech Madlik Meneres Mizakneses Shein Tzorach Lachzor L'Hadlik Ba'Asanya. He suggests that perhaps one can be Yotze with the Neres of Mizakneses. That's not how we Paskin the Halacha. We Paskin the person is not Yotze with the Halacha's Neres Chanukah that you light in Mizakneses, because it's not Beso. It's only Beso, as we said, in a figurative kind of way, in a conceptual kind of way, in a halachically permitted manner that we are allowed to daven, and on the contrary, we're encouraged, we're mechuyev to go ahead and daven in the Beis HaKnesses. That's also din Shulchan Aruch. You have to be koveh, not just the Beis HaKnesses, but koveh mokom b'tocha Beis HaKnesses where we daven, a mokom kavua. So now going back to Achsanoi, to the halacha that we are speaking about, a border, a lodger, he has no house. So the Rabbi Frankel told him, has a sovik. Perhaps he's Yotze with our cousin Eros of Beis HaKnesses. Why? Because even though, as I said, because he has no home, there's no Chovas Bayis. But perhaps there may be a Chovas Gabra, maybe an obligation upon each individual to do a Maisa Adloka. And therefore, if I have on these Neros, I have a Chaloshem of Ner Chanukah, so perhaps I can be Yotze, the Chiyav, if I'm mishtatev in that hadlaka. That's the suffix, apparently, of Rabbi Frankel Tumim regarding Neros v'Sakneses. And that also is a din Ner Chanukah. The Neros are allowed in shul, obviously we're making a bracha. So there's a concept, there's a chaloshem of a Ner Chanukah. So perhaps one could be Yotze the Chiyuv Agavra. I can't be Yotze the Chiyuv Ner Rishu Beso. That's certainly not. It's not my house. Even though, as I said, conceptually, it's considered to be a kind of home. But in terms of my physical home, it's certainly not. So an Achzanoi, who's Potem, he did Ner Beso. Because he has no house, perhaps he would be Yotze with the Ner of Beis HaKnesses. That's the subject of Barbara Frankel Tumim that the Mishnah Berurah calls in the Shaar HaTzion. And it's very fascinating that the Beis Yosef in Tofrei Shayin Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, quotes from the Kolba, one of the Dolei Rishonim. That's the entire takona of Adonai's Neiros Beis HaKnesses. Namely, Bizman Chazal, Kayadua, Orchim used to be in the Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara and Avri Psochim. And because they were Orchim Beis HaKnesses, so therefore they would make Kiddush. If I'm not mistaken, I imagine in Johannesburg and elsewhere, I recall, if I'm not correctly, in New York and elsewhere, St. Louis, Missouri, Toronto, Canada, all the places that I was zeichet to b'mkayim the Chazal, Golos Mechaperes, hopefully. So they made Kiddush on Friday night. That was the practice. And that itself has an entire literature of how to go about doing it, who drinks, how much they drink, a little child, a whole discussion that needs a lot of discussion. But the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, the minig is not operative in Eretz Yisrael. That's one of the minhagim of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Tukachinsky has a little sefer called Sefer Eretz Yisrael, very beautiful sefer. He put out gorgeous svarim, fantastic svarim, many of them. And so here also is one of the distinctions between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Aretz, this Mechaber, that we don't make Kiddush on Friday night in shul. But what is the nature of this Kiddush? It's for Orchim. The people used to be lodgers. They would stay in the shul. I mean, the Rishonim point out, they didn't sleep in the shul itself. They slept in the anteroom. They slept next door. They slept somehow in the rooms that were adjacent to the Beis HaKnesses. But the Beis Yosef says, in Tavrei Shayin Aleph, name of the Kolbo, that's the whole Nika Takon of Hadogas Neres. Beis HaKnesses, Lahotzi Yesa Orchim, Sheilem, they have no home. They have no house to be Yotze, the Iker, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Ishu Beso. And that's exactly what the Agos of Abba Frankel Tumim, the Shulchan Aruch writes, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that an Achsonoi can be Yotze his Chiyav B'Neiros Shal Beis HaKnesses. I'll read the Lashon. I went looking actually for the Hagos of Abba Frankel Tumim. So I just want to read you a bit of his language. He writes, because the Ramah quoted from the Rivosh, that you're not Yotze the Chiyav of Ner Chanukah with the Neiros of Shul. Says the Rabbi Frankel Tumim in his Hagos Shulchan Aruch, Berivosh Mevur Hatam, Dein Yotzin B'Neros Hamadikim Beis HaKnesses, the Mitzvah is Chanukah Neros Shubeso, because the Mitzvah devolves upon a home. Someone who has a home, someone who's living in a bayis, is obligated Ner Chanukah. Says Rabbi Frankel Tumim, Ulefizeh Yesh Lichora Lomar, Dimoreach Madlik Neros Beis HaKnesses, Ein Tzorach Lahadlik Bach Sanya, De Gufei Niftar, if, again, in his house, they're lighting on his behalf, they're lighting for him, so obviously that would be a kiyum hamitzvah of Adlakas Nechanukah mitzvah de bayis. But here, the fact that now they're aneros being lit in the Beis HaKnesses, he writes, the gufe niftar, mashma, from the lashon of the Rabbi Frankel Tumim, there are two chiyuvim. There's one obligation, Ner Rishu Beso, that's the Iker Chiyav of Ner Chanukah, that the Bayis has to have a Ner Dolok. And apparently a second obligation, a Cheves Gabra, even if one is without a Bayis, but there's a Cheves Gabra. So how does one fulfill that Cheves Gabra? So here, Rabbi Frankel Tumim suggests that perhaps one can fulfill it. Excuse me, if the Ner is Chanukah, then Alit Beis HaKnesses. It's interesting, there's a Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph. When the Rambam quotes this Halacha, so the Rambam, I'll read the language of the Rambam and then Xerox it. The Rambam says the following. Oreach shemadikim alav b'toch beso, if you have a guest that they're going to light for him in his home, eino tzorech lahadik alav b'mokim shinas areach bo. Then there's no chia for him as far as Neros Chanukah, where he's lodging. He's a guest, he's a boarder, there's no obligation. But however, if there is no house where people are lighting for him, people are lighting on his behalf, then he would have to go ahead and light where he's an oreach, Umishtate b'moyim b'shemen. That's when the din of being mishtate b'pruta is applicable. So it's fascinating the way the Rambam presents the halacha. First, he presents initially oreach shemadlikim olav b'toch beiso. Says the Rambam, that person doesn't have to light. Eino tzarech lahadlik mokum shenisarech bo. Why? Apparently, because there's a house that's he's a part of. It's true. Right now, he's an oreach, but both in kavua, he's part of a household, and yesh lo bayis. So in oreach, where they're madlik b'toch beiso, it's called beiso. The Rambam's lashon is shemadlikim olav b'toch beiso. What a language! For the Rambam, it's mashma that's his home, namely his ikadira, his dafka beiso, and therefore that's the language of the Rambam. And lav dafka ishto, because ishto gugufo, that we know the Rambam Mishnah Berurah passes like that, but rather lashon Rambam seems to imply kol shemadlikim olav, whoever is betoch habayis and lights, and they have obviously him in mind, so therefore that's considered to be keiluhu betoch beiso. So therefore, an achsanoi who has no kiyum of neir shubeso in his achsanya. Why not? Because his bias is b'makom harishon, according to the Rambam, where he lives. That's his home. That's really where his address is. But there's still, apparently, if he has no bias, then there's some sort of a cheves gadra to be madlik b'makom shin sarech bo mishtati v'moyen b'shemen. Very striking halacha. And what's even more striking, perhaps, is another kasha that the Achreinim ask on this halacha. We know, we said there are three levels. There's the level of the basic level, Neri Shubeso. There's the Din of Mahadrin, Ner Lekolechad Ve'echad, and then there's Mahadrin and Mahadrin, Melsif of Olchin, according to Beisila. So the question is, why do we apply by Achsenoi this halacha? When we say, Achsenoi, Shemadikim ala b'toch beiso. Why do we apply the din of Mahadrin? Ner lekolecha ve'echad. So apparently, this din of Mahadrin is only beveso, where there's a kiyum of ner ishu beiso. Beiso means mokom ikadi raso. That's when you have three levels, namely the basic level, then Mahadrin, and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. But b'mkom achsanya, we don't apply these multi levels. We don't apply the three-prong levels. Only someone who has no house at all, a single individual. So Chazal Masakin, a new concept of Hadloka, the Mokom Achsanya, to be Yotze, the Chavis Gavra that devolves upon him. But there's no Kima Mitzvah when he is Madlik Neros Chanukah, Mishtate, no Kima, Ner Beso. He's Yotze, the Chiv of Hadloka. But someone, let's say, who's married, as the Gemara indicated, or someone who has parents, or other B'nai Abayis who are going to be Malik on his behalf. So then his Ikar Chiyuv, of course, is where he really lives. And the lodging, the fact that he's boarding now, that he's Misareach, that's not really the Kiyum of Hadlaka. And therefore, all the Dinim of Mahadrin, Mahadrin and Mahadrin, are not applicable. And that's the distinction, apparently, between an individual who's an Achsenoi and someone actually who has his own home. So we have a fascinating halacha, and this halacha bichlal needs a lot more explication, which I would like to now begin to discuss and amplify considerably. Let's just begin with an item that we spoke about actually in one of the other shiurim. We said Ner Chanukah is a chiyuv of Ner Shubeso, the obligation to light in a home. Rashi in Shabbos over here, you have it in front of you. On Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, also, the Gemara mentions the din on page number page number four. The Gemara mentions the din of Haroa Ner Chanukah, Tzorech Levarech. This is the subject of the big Machlokes Rishonim, namely the Bircha Saria that applies to Chanukah. So when is it applicable? So Rashi quotes here the following. Look at the Rashi on the Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, page number four. A person, Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is someone walking in the marketplace and sees lights. There was Chanukah. So then he makes a bracha, the Bircha Saria. But Rashi quotes a second explanation. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda, Shomer b'Shem Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Lahuska ka bracha zo el lemisha lo hidig b'beisu adayin, al Yoshe b'sfino. Rashi said this bracha is only applicable to someone that they have not yet lit on his behalf in his home, or someone who's Yoshe b'sfino. So you see from Rashi, Misha Yoshe b'sfino, someone who's on a cruise, he's in a boat, he's not obligated to light, essentially, on his own. Why? Eino beveso. He's not in his home. He's on a cruise. He's on an ocean voyage. And we mentioned as well the Tesis Masachas Sukkah, Dav Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the Amasal Haroeh. The Tesis says, when Chazal were masaking the Birchas Haroeh by Ner Chanukah, and the question is, why were they masaking this Birchas Haroeh with reference to other mitzvahs? So Tesis, in one of the Svaras, suggests, Mishum Sheish Kama Bani Adam Shein Lehem Batim. There are people who don't have a home. The Ein Bi Adam L'Kayim HaMitzah. They're not able to fulfill the mitzah. And that's how HaGoyin HaMashafayin Zidatzal writes in Yerodea, Chelek Gimel, Simin Yudalit, Osei. Ramosha writes, let's say a person who's in a desert. Someone who's wandering in the desert, or someone took a sojourn in the Sahara, or someone decided to go ahead and on some sort of desert safari, or someone's going to be on the road the entire night, so he's not going to go ahead and light Neres Chanukah. And this, of course, is relevant to a person who's traveling in a plane or traveling in a car. And this requires, again, a lot more discussion. This is a separate issue. But it seems, as I said, that when Rashi says over here, Yoshe b'sfina, so there are those who contend that what Rashi meant is that the person on the boat has no candles. Well, they don't permit him to light there. I actually was once, only in my lifetime, I don't travel on Hanukkah, I don't leave my home, but I actually accompanied once someone to the airport. I drove them to the airport, and he decided he's going to light in the terminal. He didn't tell me that. And then he proceeded to light in the terminal. He was almost arrested for lighting in the terminal. And then he told me that he once did something else. He went on a plane, and he decided that before the plane took off, he's going to light Neres Chanukah. Question is, what's the basis for that? Besides the fact that it's asur al pi halacha to put people's lives in sakana, rachman litzlan, that's for sure. But I asked him, on what basis did you do so? So he told me that once he was in the terminal, he was there for many hours, it became like beso. He said a svara, became like his home. And therefore he felt there's a basis to go ahead and light there. So it would seem that that is not considered to be beso. So I saw that Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenberg Zatzal, he writes actually in the Tshuva that Rashi, when Rashi says here, regarding Birchas Haroeh, someone who's not, no one lit for him in his home, or Yoshe b'sfina, so either it refers to he has no candles, or they don't permit him to light over there, but really, there's no need for a bias. So he writes that Tzitz Eliezer, that Tshuva, Tzichelik Tesvav, Simon Chavtes, that someone, Shelon al Pnei HaSodeh, someone who lies outside at night, someone who is sleeping outside in the open area, and Eino B'Bayis Klal, he says, Me'ikir Adin, the one could be Madlik Ner Chanukah and make a bracha. Many, there are others who also agree with that position, but I saw HaGoyin HaMashafayin Zatzal completely disagrees with that position. In Yerodei Chelek Gimel Simen Yudal Osei, he writes that you can't explain Rashi that's referring to Englo Shom Neros, that Rashi means that he has no candles on the Sfina, because Rashi would have said that explicitly. And Rashi should have said as well, the Gemara should have said, that Birchas Haroeh is Niska on the Mishem El Neros. Someone has no candles, so Chazal Masakin of Birchas Haroeh. Mashma, that the reason that Rashi is addressing is not because he's an onus that he has no Neros, but rather there is no concept of Hadlokas Neros Chanukah below Bayis. The Mechayiv of Neres Chanukah is Neres Ubeso. That's what the Gemara says. You have to have a home. Without a home, there's no Chiyuv of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. And it's also not mistaber to say that Rashi is talking about that on the ship I have no candles. Because unquestionably, Bizman Chazal, we're talking about the days of Rashi in the medieval period. No doubt that the Ikar Teura, Balayla, on the ship was Laidei Neros. A person who travels, certainly in the medieval period, so undoubtedly they took with them candles in order to illuminate the night. So it's not mistabra at all that Rashi is talking about a situation she'en lo neros, lo shchiach klal. It's not mistabe b'chlal that that's the kavana of Rashi, and the Pashas Digris Meisha is correct. Namely, the basic chiyuv is a chayvas bayis. The obligation of the Chanukah is someone who has a home, who has a bayis. And the truth is that if you look in the Taz, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, Sivkot Beis, the Taz also writes la halacha. He says that if someone is eating a meal, beveis chaveru, he's not going to light there. Why? I'll read his lashon. Dahave keilu oimed bishas hadlaka al v'chayv ha'ir, shein shayach lo shem hadlaka. It's as if he compares it to a person who is literally in the middle of a city street. He's standing at some intersection. That the whole concept of hadlaka is not relevant there. There's no concept of hadlaka under those circumstances. And I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, many, many times. He was very opposed to what has become a common practice. Again, I don't know what they do abroad, but I recall seeing this as well when I lived in the United States, that often, Baruch Hashem, there are many, many simchas that take place at Hanukkah, chasanas and bar mitzvahs and other kinds of simchas, and the practice seems to be to light neros Hanukkah at all these simchas. And Rav Soloveitchik felt that Ein lecha bracha lebatola gdeila mizais. He held that was a bracha lebatola. There's no basis for that whatsoever. I heard in the name of Hagoyne Yvak Kamenetsky that he said people who go to chasanas and they light their neros Hanukkah, he called it a galechta. A galechta means it's buffoonery. Has absolutely no basis of the halacha whatsoever. However, Hagoyne Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal defends the practice. How does he defend it? He suggests that turn the ulam smachot into a beis hakneses. And that's generally what they do. They'll daven mincha there, assuming that we're talking about a wedding that takes place in the winter time. So we're talking about shkia being very early. And let's say the wedding takes place during this period of time of the year. They'll daven mincha earlier. And then they'll light candles with your mincha and marav. And so he says, psadin beis kneses, and mamela is a basis to light neros Chanukah in the Ulam Smachot. But many, many poskim do not agree. Rav Soloveitchik had issues as well with, there's a very well-known, very wonderful group of people who tend to light outside in municipal areas and the like. And also, I was present a number of times when they made a bracha. So the Rav Soloveitchik held that Ein lecha bracha levatol gdeila mizais, even though he was very fond of that group and was very connected to them in many, many different ways. He felt it was not appropriate to do so. And the question is whether that could be justified based, again, on Pirsumei Nisa, based on the Yerushalmi. There's a kind of Pirsumei Nisa, but Rav Soloveitchik thought that Pirsumei Nisa was only Niskan in the Beis HaKnesses. Ulam Smachot is not a Beis HaKnesses. And the municipality, the main intersection, or the city, square, whatever it may be, is not a Beis HaKnesses al Pi Halacha. Even though there's a concept that the Mishnah has a tightness of Rechev Shalir, it can become a Sakneses, but under normal circumstances, it's not a Sakneses, and there's no justification for lighting Neros Chanukah. While I'm at it, I may as well discuss another issue that, and someone asked me this question. Someone told me he actually, in the past Chanukah, he's gone on trains in the United States, Pullman trains. There are planes that people sleep on these trains. We're talking about long train rides going from coast to coast. So the Marsham, one of the great Dole Apostkin, Paschal Halacha, one could light Neros Chanukah because that becomes like a base dira. It's a makom achila, a makom shina, a place where you're eating, a place where you're going to be sleeping. And he, right away, of course, is up against the Rashi that we just mentioned, Yeshiv Esfina. What do we do with the individual who's on a ship? So he indicated that the Sfinos Mizmei Chazal was Sfinos, as he puts in the Marsham and the Tshuva, Suchos milmala below kiroi, no roof. There was no situation where people were protected from inclement weather conditions. That's not in the gather of a bayis. A bayis, by definition, has to have a gag. It has to have some sort of a roof. If there's no roof there, so even though it's not only makom echad, but you don't require necessarily that Chanukah has to have a bayis kabua, a bayis tam. And here again, there's a practice of many wonderful, outstanding Jews who are involved in kiruv v'chokim, that they have what they call a Chanukah mobile. They have a car. And again, they light Neros Chanukah in the car, and the car is moving on its merry way. And the car obviously is ambulating on the public roads, et cetera, et cetera. So the question is there an obligation that the bais has to be kavua in order to have Neros Chanukah b'pashtus? No, there is no such obligation. You'll take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan pasul alochen tefri shayin zayin siv katan hey, she'efsher lahadik bibrocha al mesilo sabarzel. He's talking about a situation, a person's on a train. The one can go ahead.
How's a train different than a plane?
Excellent. So the answer is that based on that, you could light on a plane as well. There'll be no distinction. However, it seems that one should not do so because that's not a mechonit, a car is not considered to be, there's no kvius. And I don't think it's the same as the trains where there was a place that one could sleep, this Pullman, overnight, long distance kind of train. It's miyuchad l'shina, it's miyuchad for lengthy kind of trips. Now it's true, there are some people actually who travel. I saw a comment over here in trailers. Home trailers, house trailers. So perhaps that's different. I'm asking. That man would have a din of a bias. I do understand that. But in the case of a car, although perhaps one could argue there are people who sleep in cars, and therefore maybe that would have a similar kind of status. It's not mistaber. Again, I'll be svara that such a thing is that would be applicable. Let me just mention one more halacha that when person lights Neros Chanukah, once you dafka light, b'bayis shelo v'lo b'beis chaver. Now, the question is, what does that mean, Bayis Shelo? Must the Bayis Shelo mean monetarily, I have to own it, legally, juridically, that it has to be registered in the tabo as being mine, similar to mezuzah. The Pasuk says, Uchsatam ha-mezuzah be-secho v'sharecho. I have to own the home. Or no, if it's called a mokom dira shali, a place where I live, where my habitation is, so that would be suffice. But if there's no kvius in that house, then the pashas one will not be able to light. This goes back to the Ramon, Tefer Shai now, Siv Zayin, that we read a few moments ago, that you're not Yotzei, B'neres Shem Ezakneses, you have to once again light in your home. And the Mokka is the Rivosh, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, and Siv Kod Memhei, even the Shiach Tzibur will not be able, even though he already went ahead and made a bracha, he's still Mechuyev once again to light when he comes home. And again, as the Beis Yosef, as I pointed out, said the main reason Adlokim is a Knesset because of Orchim. They have no house, just like Chazal and Masake and Kiddush. The Beis Knesset mitam zeh here also. Takana of Achnosas Orchim is Mechayim Adlokas Neris as well. But if the Orchim live in some sort of an Achsanya, they'll have to be Mishtatin there Bepruta. If they live in Chadorim, Hasmuchim, Beis Knesset, then they have to light by themselves in Manushav. There's no way that one can be Yotzei with Adlokim Beis Knesset. Anyway, the Shah Tzim, as I mentioned, quotes the Hagos. Rabbah Frankel to him that he has a suffix. Perhaps if an orech is madlik v'eris ha'zakneses, then maybe he doesn't have to go ahead and light b'asanya. So therefore, a person who lives in his home, but he has a meal. He's invited out for a meal on Chanukah, beis chavero, beis mishpachto. So here the Taz writes that he cannot light b'mokam achiloso. Why? D'loch hashiva beiso. That's not considered to be his home. Madlik in madlik berchol. And that's generally what the poskim assume lahalacha. However, if a person is not going to go home that night, but he's going to eat, he's going to sleep in the house of his chaver, in the house of his mishpacha, then it becomes beso and mokum di raso, and then under those circumstances, he would light there, Neros Chanukah. So this matter requires a lot more explication. And Mitzvah Hashem, I'll continue to discuss many, many more pratim of this halacha in the next year.
Thank you.